The difference between a fiber optic connection to the internet and what San Antonio has now is substantial.
Well, the difference between having a fiber network like this one in place and traditional internet access that we're used to is as great as the difference between having electricity and not having it.
Susan Crawford is a visiting professor of intellectual property rights at Harvard Law and also wrote a book on broadband and the monopoly power of the telecom industry.
As a regulatory matter, there's some concern that you might be swapping out one monopoly for another.
Leticia Zuna has been working for years to open the fiber optic cable the city already owns through CPS Energy. She wants to open it to public libraries, schools, and medical and research facilities. The vast disparity in access between rich and poor in the city needs to be addressed, says Ozuna, and Google Fiber could do that.
We are a majority-minority city, and we very much struggle with digital divide issues. So when a provider like Google comes in with an offering for a $300 connect fee to distribute that fee across a 12-month billing cycle and then offer 6 years of service with no additional fees, that's incredibly exciting as what the potential there is.
Ozuna sees Google Fiber and what she has worked towards as complementary. The city cannot, under state law, provide broadband access to citizen end users, but Google Fiber can and does. Texas is one of 19 states with this type of law intended to keep municipalities out of what is considered a luxury market. As the internet becomes more and more a necessity in education and things like, well, finding a job, will this continue? Maybe not. In fact, in a busy day for internet news, yesterday the FCC stated it would begin looking at these types of state laws as something hindering network progress rather than encouraging it, potentially allowing cities to ignore them. Again, Susan Crawford.
You know, they're getting in the way of rolling out advanced networks quickly enough for the country. This is extremely exciting because freeing up cities to make this decision for themselves is the way to move forward as a country.
According to Ozuna, even with FCC changes, a long, drawn-out legal battle with states still makes Google Fiber a better fit in the short term for ultra-high speeds. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. There's really no guarantee that Google Fiber moves to town. According to the company's website, it will hopefully decide before the end of the year who proceeds. San Antonio, along with the other 8 cities, has been provided with a checklist of issues and questions that Google would like to know the answer to by May 1st. According to Google's website, it includes things like, does the city have a permitting system adept at dealing with the amount of construction that laying miles of fiber cable would require? It also makes a rather interesting request. I'm quoting here, "We're asking cities to ensure that we and other providers can access and lease existing infrastructure." Something like, I don't know, a high-speed fiber optic cable already in the ground and owned by the city? Like a lot of things, we don't know yet. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.